This podcast, Day by Day, goes into depth on unsolved true crime cases. For today's episode, we will be discussing the unsolved murder of Haemin Lee. I first learned about her case listening to the podcast Serial. This podcast does a great job at providing an entertaining mystery story. However, what it fails to do is focus on the victim, Haemin Lee. Don't get me wrong, it takes a deep look into Adnan Syed, the suspected killer, and trying to prove his innocence, but it doesn't dive into other possible suspects besides possibly Jay, the key witness. Although this is deeply interesting, it does not take a clear first look into her case, because right off the bat, it focuses on debating Adnan's innocence. With that said, if you are looking for a podcast to inform you about his journey, I would for sure recommend Serial. Now, if you're listening to get an answer as to who did it, I can't guarantee that will be provided. I'm not trying to solve the crime. I'm just trying to take a look into all the evidence and the storyline. That being said, I do have a theory. No, it's not a serial killer, but it's also not Adnan or Jay, as most people would argue. Although I don't know exactly who it is, my guess is it was one or more of Hay's friends. But before I get into that, let me give you the rundown on the case. I found a timeline dating from the day of Hay's disappearance, January 13, 1999, to March 28, 2019, when new DNA evidence was found and tested. But let's start the day she went missing. The day was very normal, and after school she left at 2:15. Now, it's important I mention that she was seen after school by a lot of people for reasons to follow. By 3:15, she was reported missing after failing to pick up her younger cousin. On February 9th, her body was discovered at Leakin Park, halfway buried. 3 days later, an anonymous tip tells investigators to look into Adnan. And on the early morning of February 28th, Adnan is arrested, with no reliable or physical evidence. So why was Adnan arrested? Where does he fit into all this? For starters, Adnan and Hay had a story similar to any teenage rom-com you see these days. It was forbidden love. Cultural differences tried to divide them. In April, they were taking beautiful prom photos, but by December, they were done. Apparently, they remained friends. Speculation of whether or not Adnan did it begins here. This is where he's first tied in. Some people at school said he was angry, but on the other hand, his closest friends say he was fine and had other girls. The days leading up to Hay's murder, witnesses said he was acting suspicious, whatever that means for a stoner. Now, I don't want to discuss too much about the memory people in Baltimore had of Adnan, because memory can only go so far. However, flash forward to 2019. 12 pieces of evidence are tested. This includes Lee's necklace, clothing, and fingernail clippings, none of which match Syed. While this doesn't directly lead us to the murder, it does prove one thing. An innocent man is serving a guilty man's or woman's sentence. Instead, I want to end the so-called mystery of Adnan's innocence and bring forth the idea of Hay's own friends possibly killing her. To first look into this theory, we need to start when she was last seen. 2:15. Hay leaves a friend at the wrestling match she was supposed to be helping score to pick up her younger cousin. Remember when I said lots of people saw her after school? Well, no one saw her actually get into her car. It is at this point that I believe Hay mistakenly allowed a person she deemed trustworthy into her car. To follow up, someone who murdered Hay would have to be close enough to her to know what she would be up to and where she would be. I understand there's not a lot of evidence to point to this theory, but all the dots connect with the reasons as to why it would be a friend. I mean, the motive of the person is probably jealousy. Whoever it was, they understood just how to stay out of the case, not enough to get into it. The second piece of evidence that leads me to believe it is there was female fingerprints found on Hayes' rearview mirror. The person who left these fingerprints is cleared from any past legal trouble because the fingerprints themselves were never identified. Similar to Adnan, there is no physical evidence this was one or more of Hayes' friends. And I understand there aren't enough points for me to point exactly who it was and why it would be them. But I know anger and jealousy are enough of a motive to give someone the will to kill. I also understand there is not enough in her case to back up my theory, but logically speaking, there isn't enough evidence to say who it could have been, period. But there are enough logical reasons to believe that it wouldn't be someone completely unknown. I mean, do you really believe she would have let a stranger near her when she was alone? But with the collection of events and lack of investigation, this case will continue to remain unsolved.